Now, more Drive Time Sports on KOAL, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM, the play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, doing things a little bit different today. We're going to end with the coach's corner. We typically start with this, but we had to maneuver some things around. Tomorrow, high school golf. It's going to continue. The Emory Spartans will play host to the Region 12 meet in Green River. It's not going to be at Mill Site. That meet has been moved to Green River due to course conditions. We'll talk about that and more right now with our next guest. He's the head coach of the Emory golf team, Casey Edgehouse. Coach, great to get you on today. Thank you.
No problem.
Coach, the season's really moving along, and I know it's been kind of odd this year. We've had a couple of meets that have counted, a couple that have been practice meets for the boys. All in all, when you take a look at what has been a busy schedule, regardless of which ones have counted or not, how happy are you with the way the team is performing now that we're kind of past that midway point?
Yeah, each week we're getting better and better. Last week at Carbon, we shot our lowest round in 4 years as a team. I finally had Trevin. Trevin showed up for a great round, shot a 77. Cade Larson shot an 85. We're getting better each week, and I feel like we're just going to be hitting our stride when we get into these later matches that count for region and for state.
Yeah, Coach, I know going back to our first interview, we're talking about how competitive Region 12 is going to be, and we know that Carbon is going to have a dynamic team, and we knew that Richfield was going to be very tough. And so, I mean, I think I even asked you this question. I know a region championship is always the goal. You said yes, but the most important thing is to get better each week. I think I remember that conversation. It seems like that's what's happened.
Yep, that's exactly right. We knew that we were going to struggle to keep up with Richfield and Carbon because they're very diverse. They have multiple kids that are shooting in the 70s, so we kind of knew we were going to be in that third or fourth position. We played good the last couple matches, so we're sitting in a good spot, a third, quite a few strokes ahead of both Canyon View and Grand. I mean, we're getting to the point where we need to be. I think as we push forward, we're gonna make it to that second day of state, which was our goal, and hopefully we can get up the standings at state.
You talked about Trevin shooting a 77 at Carbon. This is a course that these kids are definitely familiar with, but you still have to go out and perform. And I know the individual competition in Region 12 has been through the roof. Grand may be a way behind, but they have one of the best golfers in 3A, for those who may be unaware of it. And so for Trevin to go out and shoot a 77, I mean, he definitely represented himself very, very well.
Yes, he did. And like you said, we have 10 or 12 kids that are shooting in the 70s each week. In our region, which is very, very good. I mean, Richfield had 5 to 7 kids shooting in the 70s. Carbon can throw 3 kids in the 70s. So for Trevin to go out and compete with these other kids and to play well when he needed to was awesome.
I know it's always about getting a solid 2, 3, and 4, right? Most teams will have that solid number one, and Trevin has filled that role beautifully for you guys. You get an 85 from Cade Larson. Coach, assess the way he played at Carbon.
You know what? Cade actually, golf is always about what could have been. So Cade shot +7 the last 3 holes of his round to shoot an 85. So he struggled those last 3. I think his nerves kind of got to him a little bit. But he's been striking the ball beautifully this year. I've got like a Joey Leonard and a Kavery Kilpak and a Carter Huntington that they're all in that same 2, 3, 4 positions, 5 positions that are going to play better each week. And I mean, for us, any of those kids could shoot low 80s, which would really help our scores.
Alex Hansen's another one, right? He shoots an 89, if I'm not mistaken, at Carbon.
Yeah, as a freshman going out and doing that, I've got him and Dempsey Toomer that have both played really good golf for freshmen. And Alex is actually finding his swing the last couple weeks, and he could be something that helps us in the state and region matches.
How important is it, Coach, especially at this stage, as you're trying to build something, to have a golfer in that 5th or 6th spot to push 4 through 1?
Yeah, we're competitive each week, and so to have those kids in the 5, 6, and 7 pushing for those 2, 3, 4 spots, it really puts, I always feel like competition breeds success. So if those kids are constantly working and getting better, then they're going to be pushed to that point.
I agree with you, and it's not only the competition that you're seeing on your guys' courses you're practicing week in and week out, but as you alluded to, some of the individual golfers, we're talking about 10 or 12 kids that are shooting in the 70s, your kids are seeing top-notch competition each week.
Yep, and they're playing with them, and they're competing with them. I feel like the biggest thing that we're doing that is keeping us out of those competing in those individual groups is 1 or 2 mistakes a round. a wrong choice to hit a ball out of a hazard instead of just take your medicine and take a drop. And I think we're there. It's just probably a little bit better course management on some of these other teams. We're definitely striking the ball as good as they are.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Casey Edgehouse, again, of the Emory High School golf team. Coach, as far as course management is concerned, a little bit of a curveball for these kids. You guys won't actually get a true home meet this year. I know the Millsite course, for a variety of reasons, is not going to be able to host this this meet that you guys will play tomorrow. So you guys have to go to Green River. Is that a disadvantage for this team at all, knowing that you're pretty much the only team that doesn't get a true home meet?
Yes and no. Millsite's always tough for our kids, for the other kids. It's very challenging. If you're missing shots, you're really going to struggle. Green River's a great course. Tommy down there has done a really good job to keep it in good conditions. They have water this year because they have the Green River right there. So we've had enough matches down there and meets and practice rounds that I feel like our kids have got confidence in playing that course, which I know some of these other teams have come and played there once and had a little practice round, but I feel like we still have some home advantage because we've played it there so much throughout the season.
So I know it's different. We're talking about 9 holes opposed to 18. How much more coaching goes into it when you have your kids playing just 9 holes? You're going to get the same holes twice.
Yeah, I mean, as we're coaches going around with them, we can see where the kids are making mistakes or where they're taking these big numbers at, and we can help them understand that, hey, you can't push that limit right there and try to go for the green, hit something out in the middle of the fairway, make sure you're not missing long on this green. You can kind of coach them a little bit more on that second round, and then they're going to be able to coach themselves a lot better with reads and the way the greens are rolling and different things like that.
So for the younger kids, this is an opportunity for you to sit back and see just how much they've grown mentally and, I guess, from an IQ standpoint on the course.
Yes, it is. It's always fun to see these kids and see how they're reacting to each swing. Hopefully they keep their momentum and their head in the game, because as high school kids, I mean, even as adults, we struggle when we make a bad shot that we kind of go away from what we normally do, or we swing harder. So it's good to see that these kids are able to kind of keep their cool, work through a swing if they're making a bad swing, to make adjustments and go forward.
So 339 last week at Carbon, Coach. You mentioned the lowest in about 3 years that this team has put up. Now that you're going to Green River, what's a realistic goal for this team from a team stroke perspective?
You always hope that they're going to play to the best of their abilities. I hate to put numbers out there, but I feel like they can play that course as good, if not better, than we played Carbon. And I think we can keep topping our scores and getting closer and closer to that 300 number.
Coach, I know it's always important as well to focus on the young kids, because I know you're trying to build something here at Emory High School as far as the golf program is concerned. Now that we've transitioned into the September months, how do the younger age groups look right now?
So I just started my junior league that's 5th to 8th grade. I had 52 kids show up. So for us, that's a lot of kids for Emory County, all the way from Elmo clear to Emory, that we've had kids. So the younger kids are coming up. I've got 20 really competitive kids that are in that junior program that are going to go play at about 5 or 6 different matches throughout this fall. And then I've seen the improvements as we went through the year. Because like my Alex Hansen and my Dempsey Toomer and all the kids that I have in my high school, I had in my junior program one time. So it's nice to be able to kind of see them come up. I can see what I need to work on with them, and we can continue to work as they get up into high school.
Well, it's definitely been fun to follow the progress so far this year, Coach. I know there's, what, 4 meets to go before you guys prepare for the state championship. We're about a month away.
Yep, we're excited.
Yeah. Coach, always a pleasure to get you on. I appreciate the time. Congratulations on the team score last week, and best of luck tomorrow in Green River.
Thanks, Jordan.
Coach Casey Edgehouse, again of the Emory Spartans, taking out the time to join us. Golf season will continue tomorrow for both Emory and Carbon. And with that, we are out of time on the show today. Fun show, great show, a lot of guests. I want to thank Coach Ron McBride, John Edwards, son of legendary Coach Lavelle Edwards, of course, Bill Lasky, and Casey Edgehouse. We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. Coach John Famala will be on the show. We'll preview Friday night's matchup as Emory gets set to take on JUAB. Have a great night. Be safe. I am out.